Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern Munich need to overcome a deficit in order to advance in the Champions League versus Villarreal. Do you see their victory over Augsburg giving them any momentum?
You know, that's hard to say, but anytime you finish with 3 points, you know, it is worth that much more in terms of them chasing their 10th title. But in the match versus Augsburg, they barely created a shot in the first half. You know, they were under pressure because they were looking to avoid the sweep. They were defeated by Augsburg when they first met. And things changed for Bayern Munich when they injected some speed in the lineup, thanks to Jamal Musiala, Alphonso Davies, and Kingsley Coman. Bayern looked a bit more dangerous when Nagelsmann made that change. And offensive pressure led to a handball that Lewandowski secured the 3 points from the spot. Now, Lewandowski, from personal side of things, he looks to be securing his fifth straight scoring title in the league. But, you know, as far as that victory giving them momentum, you know, they're up against a monster in Villarreal. You know, the head coach, the 1-0 defeat, he said it very clearly that they deserve to lose. They weren't their best. Thomas Müller talks about getting revenge, you know, but this was a historic defeat in a sense, that Champions League defeat. That ended Bayern's record run of 22 matches unbeaten away from home. The last time Bayern lost on the road was 2017 to the same coach, Coach Emery. He was coaching PSG back then, so one could argue Coach Emery basically has Bayern's number, you know, because Bayern weren't the team they wanted to be. You know, Thomas Müller, the seasoned Bayern player, talks about revenge. I think that's on every Bayern's player's mind right now because, all in all, they only have that competition left. No more German Cup for them at all. And even when they win the double, it's not worth anything. And if they don't get beyond this fixture and overturn this fixture, you know, Nagelsmann just takes another serious dent in his armor. We can't forget, this is the most expensive coaching transfer in the history of the sport. So he's going to have to produce more results, figure it out, and they're going to have to get it done. But the clock is ticking, and, you know, I'll have my popcorn ready because I'm expecting quite a match.
Chris, Dortmund suffered a few injuries but managed to win.
Yeah, you know, it always is tough when you have young players like Dortmund suffering injuries. But Julian Brandt saved the day. He netted a brace. You know, it might have cost, actually saved Marco Rosa his job, because there were some rumors out there that maybe his job, you know, was in jeopardy because he hadn't turned things around for so long. Obviously, Dortmund coach is supposed to dethrone Bayern. That's basically his job, you know. But as far as the injuries, some midfielders, Giovanni Reyna, the young American, he's out for the rest of the season. He's a tough blow. He's only featured in about a little over 10 matches this season. He was expected to do big things, you know, for Dortmund this season, and he's out. He's also represents the United States on the national level, and they're headed to Qatar. So they'll be hurt in that sense as well. I don't know if he'll be ready, you know, in due to that tournament. But Mahmoud Daoud was another midfielder that checked out. And then even the season vet, Mats Hummels, didn't come out for the second half. You know, but Julian Brandt's heroics got it done. You know, they got it done, and that you have to give them credit. But, you know, in a few match days from now, is Der Klassiker, they're faced off against Bayern Munich. And Mats Hummels has been ruled out of that match. You know, Erling Haaland is suffering a goal drought. He hasn't scored in 5 outings. You know, so we have to wait and see what kind of Dortmund we're going to get. Not so many points up for grabs when you look at the separation between Bayern Munich and Dortmund. You know, I think it's a safe bet right now, anyone out there interested, to put your money on Bayern Munich for securing their 10th straight title, because Dortmund seems to stutter, although they did come away with the 3 points thanks to Julian Brandt.
The Berlin battle was a lopsided win for Union Berlin. What else stood out this match day, Chris?
Well, as far as Union Berlin, they pulled off a rare 3-0 clean sweep of Hertha. They defeated them twice in the Bundesliga, and then they defeated them in the German Cup as well. You know, this 4-1 recent defeat gets Hertha closer to the second division. You know, they're struggling when it comes to that, and the clock is ticking, as I mentioned, with the season. You know, other things that caught my attention, RB Leipzig's Christopher Nkunku has now overtaken Erling Haaland in the scoring race. You know, Lewandowski obviously leads the league, over 30 goals scored, but now Nkunku has netted his 17th goal. Erling Haaland sitting on 16th. You have to give a lot of credit to the young RB Leipzig midfielder because they now are secured in fourth place, even though Freiburg won as well, has been back and forth. But RB Leipzig is a team, because Nkunku and his talents and what he brings to that midfield, is a team I have to secure fourth. And it's always nice to see my predictions right and see young players like himself do very well as he's doing.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, I know there are some Frankfurt fans out there. One thing did catch my radar during that match, you know, Sunday's match between the hosts, Frankfurt. You know, shortly after kickoff, protesters stormed the field with T-shirts reading "Last Generation, Stop the Fossil Fuel Madness," and they tied themselves to the goalposts in the Frankfurt goal. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't help Frankfurt's effort, you know, in that match. Frankfurt are struggling there, you know, in the middle of the standings right now, struggling to get back to Europe. You know, obviously, if you have a political message out there, you got to pick your timing, and maybe it wasn't the right time, because the result spoke for itself. I mean, Frankfurt were on the losing side of that fixture thanks to Freiburg, but I thought that was just interesting tidbit of information to share.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.